This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun while making a movie western, killing the cinematographer and wounding the director, say authorities. They were making a movie called Rust in New Mexico. Alec Baldwin's spokesman says this was an accident involving a misfire. An investigation's underway. No charges filed. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel says there have been other tragic instances of people dying while making movies involving guns.
In 1993, Brandon Lee, the son of the late martial arts star Bruce Lee, died after being hit by a .44 caliber slug while filming a death scene for the movie The Crow. The gun was supposed to have fired a blank. And in 1984, actor John Eric Hexum died after shooting himself in the head with a prop gun blank while pretending to play Russian roulette. That happened on the set of the TV series Cover Up.
The CDC says millions more Americans can get COVID boosters and you can mix and match. These are the Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. The AP's Mike Hempen.
There are still restrictions on who qualifies and when for a booster. Starting 6 months past their last Moderna or Pfizer vaccination, people are urged to get a booster if they're 65 or older, nursing home residents, or at least 50 and at increased risk of severe disease because of health problems. Boosters also were allowed but not urged for adults of any age at increased risk of infection because of health problems or their jobs or living conditions. As for recipients of the single-shot J&J vaccine, a COVID-19 booster is recommended for everyone at least 2 months after their vaccination.
Those human remains found in Florida are those of Brian Laundry, say authorities, a person of interest in the death of girlfriend Gabby Petito. This is AP News. Authorities now know the reason three members of a Northern California family died along with their family dog.
Mariposa County Sheriff Jeremy Breeze tells KFSN that the temperature was mild when Jonathan Garish, his wife Ellen Chung, and their one-year-old daughter Miju, plus their dog Oski, started their hike on August 15th.
I believe it was 74 degrees. By the time they got down walking the roadway before they hit the trail, it's already jumped to 103.
The family had gone more than 6 miles by the time they hit the hardest and hottest part of the trail, made even more dangerous after many of the trees had been destroyed in a wildfire 3 years earlier, leaving much of it with very little shade. Their 2.5-liter water bottle was empty. Medical officials say they died of hyperthermia caused by the hot and humid conditions. I'm Tim McGuire.
Gas is $3.38 a gallon this morning. Price is still going up. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.